Well, the fear of the Lord was at the very foundation of our country, both in its settling and also in its formation as a political entity. Even Thomas Jefferson said, "Behold, I tremble when I consider that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever." Well, great book, Jerry. There's no way that we could probably talk for a week concerning the items in your book. I appreciate what you've done here. I think it's very helpful, very encouraging. People are going to get a lot out of it. The book that made America, How the Bible Formed Our Nation. Indeed, it was the very formative document of our country. Your gift of $19 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you again to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, even in this country, even today. Send your gifts to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And let's be in prayer for our country here as we see others trying to call it under Allah.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm just doing fine, thank you.
Well, tell us what your take is on what's going on today.
Well, there's lots of things going on today, and talking about gold, we've seen gold drop today about $14, but it really wasn't that too bad of a day for gold. I mean, we did hit a high of 1020 and 1020 and a low of 989, so there's big swings in both gold and silver. Heck, we saw silver slide almost a full dollar, had a low of 1615 and a high of 1704. So some big swings in both the gold and silver market, which is a good sign that I think you'll see positive in gold coming into next week. Gold is positive in the aftermarkets today, so we're up about almost $3.
Well, you know, Bob Chapman's been talking something about the options closing this week. And I don't really understand, but he said that they were going to drop the gold price so that the people who were in gold options would lose. In other words, they manipulate the market down. People who bought options anticipating it going up will, of course, not be in the money, and they'll just lose out. So they manipulate the markets, and the average individual thinks that this has to do with supply and demand. It doesn't. The way the game is played in is they win and we lose. And so, but people have to understand that, Cindy, nothing as it appears to be. As we say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. They tell us that everything is fine, you know. I mean, after all, I mean, Sydney, we're not losing as many jobs as we were, but, of course, they never mentioned we're still losing jobs every single month, and you have to add about 130,000 jobs just to keep up because there are not many young people coming into the job market. So we when they say we're down 250,000 jobs, they don't mention that we're really down about 350,000 jobs because there are 130,000 new people out there looking for jobs and no jobs for them. If you look at the housing market, why, certainly one in every eight homes is now in foreclosure, in the process of being foreclosed. about 30% of the people who have mortgages are underwater today. In other words, they owe more on their home than the home is actually worth. Yes, of course, some people have been buying up homes, so the price of homes has come up a little bit, but wait till the next wave of home foreclosures comes, and it's going to come just as sure as God made little green apples. Basically, anything, an improvement we may see in the market is because of government subsidies. Certainly the improvement in the automotive market is because of the cash for clunkers bill. The improvement in the housing market is because we've been subsidizing people, first-time buyers who buy new homes to the tune of $8,000 for home. And certainly the government's been pouring money out. But any increase in spending is usually because of government. Any increase in jobs is because in government jobs. But the basic problem with the economy has not changed. There has been no improvement in the economy in the United States or throughout the world. And you can spend all the money you want to try to correct a problem that was created by spending money. But you haven't got to the basic problem, and they're not going to address it. And the next turn down is going to be, I believe, a disaster. Well, Melody, what do you actually hear from the people that you're in contact with? Probably somewhat different than those I'm in contact with.
Well, the ones that I'm in contact with, certainly they're all trying to position themselves in order to preserve their wealth as we go through these times. We have a lot of things going on this week. It is true, we had option expirations today, as we have every month, and you always will see a little pressure on gold and silver during that time. But we also have the G20 meeting, which you always see them trying to strengthen the dollar somewhat, put pressure on gold at that time. You can go to any G20 meeting or any Bilderberger meeting time or the Davos meetings, and you always see them, you know, if the dollar has lost due to weakness, they'll always try to strengthen it a bit and kind of hit gold a little bit. We've also had the largest treasury auctions ever this week. I believe it was $112 billion. And I remember when it used to be $2 billion. And so that certainly has a lot of things going on this week that impacts gold, both positive and negative. So it's an interesting week. And people have been taking advantage of this little bit of a pullback. And it seems like everyone thinks it was a significant pullback, but really we're still holding, you know, above 990, and which is very significant. So people are looking for good buys, good product to purchase, and they're beginning to reposition, and they're beginning to see that they're beginning to think that the Dow will not hold any longer, and that we're going to see a lot of pressure now on the Dow. Yeah, both the Nikkei and I believe the Hang Seng, both are down, you know, a couple hundred points, 300 points in overnight trading. So I think you might find perhaps more pressure on the Dow and the markets tomorrow.
In other words, the foreign markets were down and down strongly today and preparation for tomorrow.
Pardon?
In other words, the foreign markets were all down early this morning in their time.
Yeah, you have the Hang Seng and the Nikkei trading now down 300 points, and a lot of the European markets aren't open yet. So you're going to see, you know, probably a little bit to the downside tomorrow in our markets tomorrow.
All right, fine. Basically, what you're saying is that the Asian market sort of fell out of bed.
That's correct.
I mean, a 300-point drop, you know, in our market would be a disaster. But then I believe we're going to see these things. It's not a matter of if, but when. And they're doing everything they can to keep the markets up, to keep the American people fat, dumb, and happy. But I fear that is going to come to an end very soon. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about what's going on in the economy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for what's going on, but the industrial production in this country is down. Certainly the Baltic Dry Index, although it had gone up for some time, has begun to drop again. And this certainly is the cost of shipping items. And, of course, it's falling because people are not shipping items. We're not shipping items from the Orient to the United States. We're not shipping items from the United States to the Orient. We had the largest deficit last month, trade deficit I think we've ever had. I've forgotten, something like $38 billion deficit, trade deficit in 1 month. And of course, Melanie was talking about, of course, the Treasury is selling bonds, and something like $130 billion this last week or so.
Yes.
And basically, who's buying those bonds? Well, of course, if they don't buy the bonds, why, the Federal Reserve has to create the money out of nothing and go in and buy the bonds. So they call that monetization. It's highly inflationary. But, of course, what the Federal Reserve has done is lend a lot of money, or certainly swap money with foreign governments, so that they can come in and buy up our bonds. They give the impression that foreigners are buying bonds, but the foreigners don't want to buy our bonds because they're concerned about the stability of the dollar. But we can't let the American people know that, so we give the foreign governments money to buy the bonds, and then of course, as far as the rest of the bonds, why the Federal Reserve simply creates money out of nothing to buy our own debt. It's sort of like pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps. It doesn't work too well, not in the long run. Now, I think most people really don't understand what's going on. Everything is smoke and mirrors to try to cover up with the fact that there is an organized effort to destroy the value of our currency and our industrial production. There's an organized effort to destroy the farming industry in the United States, as we pointed out simply the other day with what's happening in the Central Valley of the United States. And, of course, many of the farmers are having a difficulty getting loans, but certainly the Central Valley, the food basket of the United States, instead of being lush, why, the fields are all dry in parts because they're holding money back, of course, to preserve a 3-inch smelt. The fishing industry is being destroyed here in California, all along the West Coast. The lumber industry has been destroyed. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Well, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we've got Tony calling from Michigan. Hi. What part of Michigan are you calling from, Tony?
I'm out in Grand Blanc.
Okay, well, is that close to Flint or Detroit or Lansing?
Yeah, in between Flint and Pontiac.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, you were just talking about how much are we borrowing money for this and for that. I'd like to ask you a question, and the lady, how much money are we spending for both those wars in Iraq and in Afghanistan? How much is that costing us?
Or about, Melody, how much are the wars costing us?
Melody. Billions.
Well, basically, probably about $150 billion a year.
But we can't really afford it, can we?
Of course we can. Of course we can't. I mean, we're a bankrupt country. We're having to borrow $5 billion a day just to pay our bills, and yet we're putting out $150 billion to go over there and kill a lot of innocent people in
Why aren't we talking about that a lot?
Well, we ought to be talking about it. In fact, every American should be incensed. Have you read the article written by the shoe thrower, the man who threw his shoes at George Bush?
Yes, I heard, I saw him on TV. He's got out of prison, right?
He got out of prison, but basically he wrote an article here, published this last week.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, you know, why he did what he did. And he said, you know, there are a million people have been killed in our country. They were killed. A million people were killed in Iraq. He said, there are a million widows. There are 5 million orphaned children. I mean, our cities are in ruins. It used to be that the Sunni and the Shia Muslims could get along. They got along with the Christians. Then they got along with the Turkmen. They got along with the Kurds. They got along with the Sabbateans. They got along with everybody. And now everybody's at everybody's throat. Their cities are in ruins. And it really one of the most touching things I've ever read. Did you see that, Melody?
No, I haven't.
It's well worthwhile pulling down off the Internet. And
well, Stan, yep. We need to talk more about what that war, those wars are costing us.
You're absolutely
right. We never
right.
talk about that. We need to talk about it more and more and more.
All right, fine. Well,
okay.
You're talking about anything else you want to say?
No, that was all.
Well, God bless
Thank you.
Thanks
have
very
night.
Much. Bye-bye. And I agree with Tony that we need to talk about these things. We had no reason, absolutely no reason, to attack Afghanistan. After all, if you believe, which I do not, but if you believe we've been told the truth about the attack on the Twin Towers, 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. So why did we attack Afghanistan? If you read the 9/11 Commission report, the staff report, they will tell you the Al-Qaeda did not want to attack America. The only person who seemed to want to attack America was Osama bin Laden, who was trained and went to school in America, whose family were very good friends with the Bushes, and whose family was very, very highly placed with the Saudi government over there, whose family was in the United States at the time of the attack and got special treatment. And, of course, bin Laden had worked very closely with the CIA. Now people say, well, we didn't finance them. I don't know whether we financed them during the Afghan War or not, but the CIA was over there recruiting the Mujahideen to work with bin Laden all during the Afghan War with the Soviets. And yet we, of course, after the Saudi Arabians attack the United States, we go to war with Afghanistan. It really doesn't make sense, does it, Melody?
No, it doesn't. You know, we talk about the cost of these wars. What is the cost of the American taxpayer? And more important than that is the cost of lives that have been lost. And yet, there's millions and billions, perhaps trillions of dollars that are made in these private corporations. And it is one way in which, you know, they come back and, you know, the busy manufacturing, it creates some parts of jobs and which, you know, utilities and items that are needed to fight these wars. So, you know, usually I believe when a country is usually in a depression, recession, you have these wars in order to, you know, try to keep and bring the country out of that depression, recession. But so as long as, you know, we're a country that, and again, you go back to the true cost, the true reasons, yes, it is part of the agenda. You know, it's a currency without a gold back. It's a country without restraints, and you need to continue to have these wars until it changes.
And certainly this war is going to cost us, well, it's already cost us about $1 trillion since we started. According to Joe Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winning economist, who wrote a book called The $3 trillion War. And he estimates by the time we get through with this war and pay for the care of all the American servicemen, who, of course, have had their lives destroyed and will become simply chronically dependent upon the state, this war will cost us $3 trillion. How can a country that can't even pay its own way, that has to borrow $5 billion a year, how can we possibly afford to continue fighting this war and maintain the financial integrity of our country? And the answer is, we can't. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the economic foundation of this country. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Philip, who's calling us from Canada. What part of Canada are you calling from, Philip?
Dr. Stan, I'm calling from Kitchener, Ontario.
Okay. Okay, how are you listening to this? Must be on shortwave then.
I'm on shortwave, and the reception is coming through very clear tonight.
All right, I'm glad for that. Well, do you have a question for our guest or comment?
I have a question for Melody, and it relates to the fact that world gold production from mines has been declining rather steadily for the last 10 years or so. And there's the whole idea of peak oil, and I know there's no end of discussion on that, but in terms of gold production, has the world mine capacity, indeed the crust of the earth, reached the point of peak gold?
Interesting question. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
I hate to say this, but I really don't have an answer for him, and it's certainly one that I will dive into and try to find an answer for that. Gold is very rare, and so much of the gold that has been mined over the years can be stored in a very small area. So there really is not a lot of gold out there. Of course, you can look to palladium, to platinum, and even to rhodium. They're even a little bit more rare than what gold is, but they do have different uses and purposes, of course. So to say that we're at peak gold, I really couldn't answer your question. You have more mines that are opening up. You have China that is aggressively opening mines. I know there's mines. I know several mines in Alaska that are opening up, and they're looking to haul gold out. There's mines in Mexico, Canada, that are continuing to bring gold to the forefront. But to say that it's peak, it's a good question, and I will find out.
Well, Philip, I think there's really, with exploration, you can find it. We've got a whole world that potentially can be full of gold, but you've got to make enough money to be able to afford to put the mines in. And when you have an artificially manipulated gold price, the price of gold should be probably at least $3,000 or $4,000 an ounce. And boy, if you got the price of gold up to there, why, you'd have gold mining and exploration all over the world. Hang on. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Anything else, Philip? Oh, well, we lost Philip, but I hope we answered.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
But she's also talking about all the jobs we're going to lose. And what are the American workers going to do? Well, 70%, over 70% of our gross domestic product is service jobs, people servicing others. We are no longer the manufacturing giant we used to be, and this is not happening by accident. It's happening by design. The plan is to transfer our jobs overseas. And then Melody says, well, what sort of jobs are we going to be able to get for our people? And the answer is, there are not going to be any jobs out there. I mean, you can only have so many people flipping hamburgers. Well, as far as medicine is concerned, well, Barack Obama, one of the things he said, what I think is absolutely true. Barack Obama said, there is no way to control federal spending unless I can bring the cost of Medicare and Medicaid under control. Now, how are you going to bring the cost of Medicare and Medicaid under control? Why, you've got to stop spending so much money. And how do you stop spending so much money? Why, you don't take care of the elderly and you let them die. And that's, of course, what the death panels are about. The death panels were in the stimulus bill. And you want to read about them, why, just go to your search engine and type in Dr. Janda, rhymes with panda, that's Janda, and then, of course, the death panels. So basically, I think talk about, put in Dr. Janda, and then the Federal Council on Comparative Research analysis, or comparative economic research, and those are the death panels that were in the stimulus bill. They were designed to reevaluate what would be done with medicine. What do they want to do with medicine? They want to cut back spending by cutting off health care to the elderly. And that's what it's all about. We know what they're up to because, of course, one of the members of this commission is a man named Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, and he's written openly about how terrible the Hippocratic Oath is and how we've got to have the doctor be more concerned about society than about his patients. Taking care of the elderly certainly is not cost-efficient. Letting him die would be much more efficient. And, of course, he's part of the Houston Institute, which is very supportive of Dr. Kevorkian, which is why I call the health care bill the Kevorkian health care bill. And so we're not really going to we're going to have to recognize the fact that there are not going to be jobs in the health care industry because they're going to cut back on the health care industry. They're not going to be jobs, government jobs, because government's running out of money. They're not going to be manufacturing jobs. We're going to destroy the farming industry. There are no jobs there. We're going to destroy the lumber industry, no jobs there. We're going to destroy the fishing industry, no jobs there. We're going to destroy the mining industry. Well, we can't have people drilling holes in the ground. It's bad for the environment. And we're certainly going to transfer our manufacturing overseas. Where are the jobs coming from, Melody?
I don't know, unless we have a lot of China buying up a lot of manufacturing plants and perhaps employing the American people. Our paychecks are going to come from China. But I don't know where the jobs are going to come from.
Well, I'll tell you where they're going to come from. They're going to have another war. I mean, they're going to have a war. When you have a war, then you go into full production.
Yep.
And, of course, that's where you put people back to work. And that's exactly what they're planning. But they don't want the American people to know that. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you have a war and our cities are in ruins. Well, you've got jobs in construction then. Isn't that clever? I saw this. I saw Germany. I saw the rubble of Germany at the end of the Second World War. And then the miracle that took place is we reconstructed Germany with American money, the Marshall Plan, but everybody went to work. And first of all, you destroy, and then you rebuild. That's what it's all about. You got to get the manufacturing going by moving into massive military production, and this is where we're headed. I fear, I hope, and pray I'm wrong, but everything I see convinces me this is the way we're going. I mean, we're doing everything we can, of course, to prepare the American people for a war with Iran. Read the newspapers. Watch television. I mean, Cindy Ahmadinejad, President Ahmadinejad of Iran, looks like he came from Central Casting in the Bronx. He plays his part very well. He's the villain we love to hate. And, of course, we're raping and torturing the Iranian people in the prisons because they spoke out against the government. Such a corrupt government has got to be overthrown, no matter what it costs. Well, it's sort of like, remember all the propaganda about how terrible the Taliban were? So we had to go to war in Afghanistan? People have forgotten. The United States government financed the Taliban for many years. Well, Melody, I never get tired of hearing Kate Smith. How about you?
Same here. This is beautiful.
Well, what, Cynthia, the things that we should be talking about as far as the American people, because people are out there looking, they're looking for answers. They got a lot of questions, and one reason they listen to our program is because we raise a lot of questions, and we give them the answers to some things, but it looks to me like, from an economic point of view, without war, there's no way they're going to get the economy moving again.
No, I mean, I agree with you. And that even comes to question, how much will that even make the economy move here in this country? I mean, we came out of the recession after 2001, as we went into the war with Iraq, and I mean, they created the housing bubble, and it seemed like we were coming out of the recession, but we never really did. I mean, there was plenty of businesses ready to fail prior to 9/11, and after that had happened, there was certainly the airlines and very many other industries that were able to continue. And so, again, another war, another bubble. And but I'm not so sure even another war would actually bring us out of the deep hole that we are in. I mean, just was it this month when you have a changeover in government in Japan, and his promises to the people were that, you know, he was going to protect their economy, their economic activities. You know, he blames America for the crisis, and that the U.S. Is responsible for everything that is happening, and you know, they are our second largest, they're the world's second largest economy, and also, you know, they're a pretty important creditor to the U.S. So there's a lot of things happening, and they're also questioning our military presence over there on their soil. And so, I mean, here you have something else that is beginning to hit the U.S. and certainly at a time. So it's I'm not sure their next big war is really going to benefit the U.S., but there's so many things happening.
Hold that thought here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, I want you to tell us where you think the jobs are going to be coming from. But before we go on, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and Sydney, the webpage, and why people ought to be buying gold and silver at this time.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our webpage is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. It is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And there's articles that you can read on the website, and you can also listen to our radio program on a daily basis. We archive it, and we also stream it live at 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. So there's lots of things that you can do on the website. If you're a new beginner to gold and silver and you're looking to preserve your purchasing power, you're looking to keep your wealth, there's a list of questions and answers that you can find on the website. And it's very important that you begin to preserve your purchasing power. Of course, I think the first thing people need to do, of course, is to make sure you have some extra food in your home, make sure you have water and access to water, and try to, you know, help yourself as much as you can in that way. And then the funds left over that you have, it's very important to preserve your purchasing power through gold and silver. I think once, you know, we get a close above 1,020, 1,030, I think you're going to see gold skyrocket, and you don't want to be chasing gold. And I tell my customers now it's a great time. I always recommend 80% gold, 20% silver, and you can adjust that based on your investment objective. If you want a little more silver, that's okay. But it's a starting point. And also, I believe in getting your gold now. I believe, you know, with gold, silver trading at $16, $17, that's great. It's going to go higher. That's great. But you can still purchase silver when it's $20 or if it's $21. So if we have silver at $21, that means gold's going to be, what, $1,100? And it's much more difficult to purchase your gold items as we see the prices rise. So I encourage people to get their gold now. You can always add silver. You can always add it as a filler to your portfolio. And I think the best product to purchase for silver is 90% silver plus the silver eagles. I don't think you need to have the specialty items like the walking liberties or the mercury dimes. I think you buy 90% silver to get as much silver as possible for your dollars. It's a lower cost silver, plus you're getting legal tender. So why do you want to pay the excess premiums to get something like a mercury dime or a walking liberty when they're already included in your bag, when you just buy a regular 90% bag of silver? So there's some savings there for you. And then, of course, gold, you can divide that up, getting some gold bullion coins, some fractional pieces, and then you can also go into the $20 gold pieces. And I believe in just building a foundation of your gold. It's okay to just to own one or two. You don't need to have a coin store in your portfolio. You can stay with the base. I believe in U.S. coins. I think every coin has a place and a purpose, and they're priced accordingly, and they perform accordingly to the coin that they are. And so often the wrong coins or the coins are sold to the wrong people at the wrong time and, of course, the wrong price. And so often, so many times I see people who purchase gold $700. Here we're at $1,000, and they're breaking even. I've seen people who bought 2 years ago and they won't break even until gold reaches $1,500. So it's very important to be careful in the product in which you purchase. And if you ever have any questions, you just give us a call at 800-375-4188.
And I think that you just have to be very, very careful. There are a lot of sharks out there in the water and a lot of inexperienced people and trying to buy things. Somebody called me this evening, want to know about buying numismatic coins. I said, look, you don't know anything about numismatic coins. If you have to ask me about numismatic coins, I mean, you have no business in that market. Maybe if you can find somebody that you can really trust, but, I give her, this woman, very nice lady, Melody's telephone number, but I said, you know, I don't understand coins, you don't understand coins, you're going to have to do an awful lot of learning about numismatic coins, you know. You can buy bullion coins, but numismatic coins, this is a specialty to itself. What would you tell a lady? Somebody calls me and says, you know, I want to buy numismatic coins. What would you tell them?
Well, you know, that term has been thrown around so much in the past that it truly has lost the meaning and it is very confusing. I mean, they even call modern issue 1 ounce gold eagles, even though just because they're slapped, people call them numismatic. Well, they're not. They're certified gold coins. They're expensive gold bullion coins. You know, there's a difference between numismatics and a rare coin. I kind of break it down, and I'm not talking about bars. I'm just talking about coins. I break it up into three groups. Gold bullion coins, I call them my semi-numismatics, and then the numismatics. So when I talk about $20 gold pieces, I'm not talking about the rare coins. That certainly is a very specialized area in which you really do need to know what you're doing. Those are for true collectors. Then you have the gold bullion coins, and of course that just tracks spot gold. The $20 gold pieces that I sell come into the middle of those two groups. So being in the middle of those two groups, it basically gets the impact on the price from either side. It tracks spot gold, and of course it attracts the rare coin prices because it's a supply and demand. But you don't get the rare dates, you don't get the rare coins, you don't get these are just generic, dated, regular $20 gold pieces. And the key thing is understanding what it does and how it performs. You don't really need to have the education on the individual coin per se, like you would if you were a true collector. So this is a very big difference. And what happens so often is people throw these terms around and they use confiscation as a fear tactic, and you know they put together these groups of coins and just tack on high prices, and that's where people get hurt. I don't think there's any bad coin out there if you know what it is, how it performs, and does it fit their suitability. I'm a big believer in suitability. I believe in keeping things simple and basic, and you cannot go wrong if you follow those guidelines. You know, I believe you need to get as much gold as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean you can't get a little bit better quality coin, but it keeps you within a certain degree without going into and paying too much, like $5,000 for a coin. Do I believe in that? Absolutely not. You know, so you can diversify within your portfolio.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Melody, you know, are junk silver, 90% silver bags still available? And how could that be? I mean, people have been buying them up for years, and you would think that they would eventually run out of the supply.
Well, I have noticed of late, you know, when you do have some increased buying, they disappear very rapidly. But, you know, you have a buy and sell market. You know, a lot of people have been selling. They've been getting into some, you know, they have problems. You know, they've lost their jobs or a spouse has lost their jobs. They have medical problems. So they sell their gold and their silver. And I've had quite a few people selling this month. It just amazes me the amount of people that I've had selling back into the market. They see this as a cap, plus they follow, you know, these people that say that gold is and silver is going to tank here, and you know, in the near future before it goes up, and they're buying into these rumors, and so there's all kinds of reasons why people sell, and so you know, you pretty much have an even buy, you have an even trade there, but I do see changes in the market. I mean, certainly the premiums I've seen where it's a little more difficult. It used to be I could, you know, order 50 bags if I wanted to. Now you have to check to make sure that it's available five bags, eight bags, you know, it's, you know, it is a much thinner market than it used to be.
Well, what do they say a bag of silver coins, 90% silver, cost these days?
You can buy it in different increments, and it can range anywhere from, 35 cents to 75 cents over spot.
Okay, but basically the spot silver, but now, is that taking into account that the coins, you know, are only 90% silver? And Sydney, what is it? What do you figure? 0.7 and 0.74% silver in the coin? How does that work?
Well, the way we do it is we base it on the type of coins that we sell are VG+. They're not uncirculated and they're not sliders, they're not slicks, they're kind of in the beginning, and VG plus, you know, so you'll find a range with VG plus being the graded the least amount. So you get a nice looking coin, you get, you know, the dates on there and everything like that. And in that type of a VG plus bag, you get 715 ounces of silver. So the price is really based on the number of ounces in that bag. And then that number of ounces is also confirmed by the weight of the amount that you purchase. So, you know, there's double factors that we rely on when we sell it, because these are circulated coins, and, you know, you're going to have some coins that have a little bit more wear than another one. So, but you have to look at the whole bag as a whole, and a whole is a 715 ounces, and then we go along with the weight, too. So I always figure out what a full bag is.
Well,
per ounce.
What a full bag of 90%, 1,000 ounces of 90% silver cost at the present time, just in general terms?
Well, you're looking around 12,000.
About 12,000, okay.
High 11,000.
I remember when they were 3,000, but
yes, I have lots of customers who own 3,000.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And because some people want to speculate in this sort of thing, but the real thing is not, you know, speculation or trying to get rich. It's just to preserve your wealth and what you've worked so hard for. And the tragedy is that most people are going to lose everything they have because they're in the process of systematically destroying our currency. And one day you're going to wake up and then you're going to find out that it's lost to half or two-thirds of its value. This is what it did in Argentina not too long ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, when a lot of people were concerned. And they said, no, you don't have to worry. We're from the government. Why? Of course, the peso is tied to the dollar. It's as good as the dollar. Don't move your money out of the country. Just keep it there in pesos, and everything's going to be fine, because the peso is as solid as the dollar. And they went to bed Friday night sleeping well, and they woke up Monday morning to find out that they had simply devalued the currency 75%. So basically you had 25% of what you had when you went to bed on Friday night. And this is what governments do. Now there in Argentina, they're taking over the pension funds. And right here in the United States, they're eyeing the pension funds. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company is asking the major banks to lend the FDIC money so the FDIC can insure the major banks. The FDIC is bankrupt. The FHA is bankrupt. The Federal Guarantee Pension System is bankrupt. You know, they just don't have the money. The government is bankrupt. It's having to borrow money every single day just to pay its debts. $5 billion, and I suspect it'll be just as bad next year as it is this year. And the only thing they can do right now is just keep pouring out more and more money. Because when they stop pouring out more and more money, the whole house of cards comes down. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Who do you look to? I mean, do you have any commentators other than Bob Chapman who you really think are good, that people can depend upon, Melody?
There's only one other one that I truly look at, and that's Jim Sinclair. When it comes to the gold market, he's very similar to Bob. He doesn't get as political as Bob does, but he certainly knows the gold, where it's heading, and their predictions of gold in the markets are very similar. So he's about the only other, I mean, I do my own research, and I cover through the, you know, of course, Bob's articles, and of course I do my own, and but those are my two main ones. I don't believe you need to hunt out, you know, 100 different or 10 different areas to find information, because it's so varying, and it's people. I hear so many people who try to do so much research to try to find things out, and they just become a little bit more confused. And oftentimes I try to guide them into certain areas to keep them on a track while they do their research, because it's, I mean, you can find so much information on the Internet, and you can get so caught up in various areas, and then you become panicky and fearful, and you can go down the different roads. So I keep mine to a select group of websites, and that's it. And I think I find everything I need to know.
Well, I think the most important thing is you've got to be able to sleep at night. And somebody asked Warren Buffett if the way things are going, things haven't gone bad. I think he lost, $20 billion this last year, something like that. Lost an awful lot of money, amount of money that I couldn't imagine. But, of course, I'll have to admit he's made back. He invested $5 billion in Goldman Sachs, and he simply held the stock a short period of time, sold it, made $5 billion. I mean, he's a pretty sharp guy. But somebody asked him, you know, if he was in any investments that kept him awake at night. And I thought his remark was very classical. He said, if I'm going to be buying something and I can't sleep at night, I'm going to sell that. I do not want it. And I think that really is what this is really all about. You're going to have to find out where you're safe. Put yourself, position yourself there, and then just sit tight. We're in for a long and very difficult period. We're, in my estimation, we're going to see another dropout in the stock market. It's not a matter of if, but when. There's a V collapse, and then there's a W collapse. And then there's an L collapse. In other words, you drop, and then you simply go along level after that. I really think that everything suggests we're going to see a W. I know that the people, a lot smarter than I am, people at PIMCO Hedge Fund and John Paulson are positioning themselves for another collapse. The last one, they made countless billions of dollars, and they think it's going to happen again. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, Melody, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
All righty, thank you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
How do they reach the Protestant leaders? Do you have any idea?
I really don't. I mean, the list I had is, you know, Baptist, Catholic, Congregational, Lutheran, Episcopal, Methodist. They have engaged one, represented all the churches in this entire area. And maybe they've given extra money or something. I don't understand. Supposedly they do not get government monies, but I have a hard time believing that. I know there's that faith-based office of partnerships that they had talked about the first few days when Obama was there, and immediately when we heard about that, we thought, oh, well, that's got to be part of the Gamaliel Foundation, since he's wrapped around that organization. If you go to their website, he is thanked heavily for being their big community organizer. So I have a hard time believing there's not some of that acorn money that was going to be going right into their pockets.
Well, you know, that's the most amazing thing, because suddenly you would think that if Gamaliel admits that Barack Hussein Obama was part of their movement, that somebody would have written about it. And to my knowledge, I mean, all I've ever heard was Barack Obama was with Acorn. No mention at all of his association with Gamaliel.
They did a beautiful job of hiding that up, because and maybe they figured, if people figured they were working out of churches, and people would wake up a little bit quicker. You know, Acorn, they have so much information on that, and it has been so surprising to see, nobody that I have approached, a few folks have said, well, they've heard of it, but they don't understand it, they have no idea it's an Acorn-like organization, which is amazing. I mean, the folks that did this get an A-plus for hiding it from the people. I mean, Saul Alinsky would be terribly proud of him.
And so would the man he dedicated his book to, Lucifer. I mean, the fact that Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer, and Gamaliel and Acorn both based their programs on Alinsky, that certainly Barack Obama was trained in the Alinsky techniques, which attribute their strength to Lucifer. Now, that should certainly tell us a great deal about where America's headed.
Our churches.
Where they're headed. Where our churches are headed. Well, Sidney, what's the next step? What are you going to do next? Or are you at liberty to tell us your plans to try to expose this truly sinister force working within the highest levels of our Christendom here in America?
Well, I think... like, for example, there was a freedom organization I called, and I mentioned that I had written this article, and first thing she said, Stan, was, well, the Catholics aren't involved. I said, as a matter of fact, they're very involved. And so she said, send me your article.
I'm going to be calling ministries around the country, which is what I did several months ago, and before I started handing out papers, and then writing the article really helped, and Judy McLeod, the editor of Canada Free Press, picked this up, so I know it's reaching a lot more corners now, and I'm sending it to lots of people around the country, and like I said, I'm going to be calling ministries one by one, and most of them that I call, Stan, they said, oh, Bike, please send me your materials. A lot of them have not heard about this.
Well, I think another thing you need to do is try to get either yourself or get somebody to get you onto, the talk show circuit, because there are really places like Alex Jones, like Joyce Riley, like Patrick Butts Paul, Pastor Chris Meyer, like so many of the ministries out across America. If you get on their programs, both Protestant and Catholic, you can reach a lot of people. What about the Catholic radio? They used to have I've forgotten the name of it, but there is a Catholic radio network, a television and radio network, which I've actually been on myself. And I would think that at least at one time, they were very, very conservative, very concerned about things like that. Have you thought about at least trying to get some of the talk shows there on the Catholic network to put you on?
Yes. In fact, there was somebody, actually, that I sent my material to that knows Alex Jones. So he said, I'll get back with you. And then also there was another fellow, I'm trying to think, he's part of a magazine, and he said, I'll get right back with you. He knew all about this, and I just contacted them in the last couple of days. So it just takes time, and, you're the first radio program I've been on, and that's all I can hope for and pray that we can just get this out and have folks wake up that, Stan, it feels like you walk out of your house and you're being assaulted all over the place by these people. I mean, if it isn't church or it's the schools, and that's another thing. Everybody needs to wrap around the hearts and minds of their kids. Oh, my, with all that's going on, we have even, a 24- and 25-year-old, and we're constantly talking to them and making sure they stay away from the television. And some there's just so much going on. And, of course, they want to capture the young in the country. That's also part of their revolution. And get into these schools, which they're doing quite nicely.
Yes, they are. They want to capture the soul of the children, and they want to train them in socialism and convert them from being Americans to being world citizens, and want to embrace the environment. And there's nothing wrong with embracing the environment, but the common denominator is more government control. And Sydney, if you look and see what happens when the government controls the forests, why they burn, they won't allow them to be cleaned, they won't allow them to be the brush to be cleared, and then we have the massive fires. In fact, we have a good friend who actually has been working in the environmental movement for many years, who tells me hearing a high-ranking government official talking to a group of environmentalists saying, it's not that we want to let the forest burn, we want to make the forest burn. And then we have these massive fires in America, and here, especially here in California where I live, and people shake their heads and say, oh, isn't it a shame? Gee, it's, we ought to be doing something about that. Well, you have to understand they are doing something about it. They're setting this up to destroy our forests. They've already destroyed the lumber industry here. Of course, they will destroy the tourist industry. They destroy our natural resources. They block efforts to mining in this country. They block access to the largest oil deposits and coal deposits and natural gas deposits in the world, which we have. We're a very wealthy country as far as natural resources. They just won't let us develop them because they want to destroy the nation. And they're doing a pretty good job. Well, we hope that you'll heed what Catherine has said. Get her articles on the Gamaliel Foundation. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
800-544-8927. And then, of course, remember our all-day conference on the 25th of October. And if you haven't made your reservations yet, we have to have them because we're going to be serving lunch. And then, of course, we are carrying something new. We think it's a great thing. We got a couple ourselves. We want to make sure that they were what they reported to be, but they're simply lock boxes with an automatic code on the front of them, some buttons you press. It's a place to store weapons, other things you want to, but you don't want to have a locked weapon around your, a loaded weapon around your home unless it's secure. And this is a secure lock box. Very well done. You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and simply scroll down to V-Line Lockboxes and go to our website and go to their website. And I think it would be an excellent gift for someone that is concerned about perhaps home security. And I fear, I wish it were not so, but I fear we're going to need that more very soon than ever before. So you need, of course, to get, if you want more information, call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, and get the book in bulk at a reduced price. If you want to know about the swine flu vaccine, we've got a great 4-tape set on that. We got a great, I should say, 4-CD set. We have a 4-CD set on Vaccine Update 2009. We have a DVD on the vaccine, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. That's Mercury Autism, the Global Vaccine Agenda. We've got Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD on vaccines and brain development. and we're destroying the minds of our children. We've got information for CD sets, for tape sets on mercury, and of course the mercury in the vaccines and our filling is toxic to the brains, and one reason we have so much dementia in America is because we're poisoning our elderly with mercury fillings and mercury in the food and mercury, of course, in the vaccines. And we insist on giving the elderly the influenza vaccines that do almost no good, unless, of course, you're consciously trying to create dementia. They really know what they're doing, because demented people usually die much earlier. And we've got to do something. We've got too many older people, and Medicare is falling apart. Could anybody be that diabolical? Absolutely. If you haven't read my population control agenda monograph, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk on planned population control, on Nundare College genocide, on population control, or seen our 4-tape set on population control, you need to get it. And if you get any of the items and you want a copy of our population control agenda monograph, which is probably as good as anything and better than almost anything else out there, we'll send you a free copy. If you want to understand who really runs the world, why, of course, you need to get a copy of the pamphlet written 50 years ago by one of the most evil women in the world. Well, she didn't really write. The pamphlet was channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Joa Cool. The woman was Alice Bailey. The pamphlet, The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And it goes into how they control the world, both the East and the West. In other words, the communist nations and the capitalist nations. The most amazing thing you've ever seen. They publish it. They put it out. And we just want to help them get the information out. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And certainly look at the various items that are there. Watch our DVDs. Listen to our radio programs. Certainly listen to our internet programs. Encourage others to listen, to get educated. And then, of course, help us educate America. Again, our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference here on the 25th. And Glenn, please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Today is Thursday, the 24th of September. Thank you very much for joining us today. We're going to be looking at the news that occurred yesterday, the news that should be occurring today, some of the news we're afraid that may be occurring in the future. It seems, though, America's becoming united against the fact that we don't like the control that is being placed upon us. More and more areas and avenues are showing that this control is not welcome. Yesterday, the primary news was, of course, the meeting at the United Nations. Ahmadinejad and Gaddafi. I'm really uncomfortable with seeing Gaddafi yesterday at the United Nations. I question if it was Gaddafi at the United Nations yesterday. I'd like to know, and I'd like to take just one phone call this morning in this first hour, in this first segment, from one person who felt the way that I did. Seeing this man who did not match the official pictures of Gaddafi, the head of course, the Libyan state. I'd like to know if there's anyone else out there that felt the same way I did. You notice what he had to say, but yet he was some kind of comedic character up there bumbling around. heads of state don't do that. We'll talk about that a little bit later after this break. Lots of the people from Canada and the UK walked out on Ahmadinejad. Whether or not it was a staged situation, I don't know. But it seems like this is all being paraded before the American public, or the world, and the world, I would say, for a reason. G20 meeting getting ready to take place. Pennsylvania is arming itself with the National Guard. The G20 meeting, 19 financial economies plus the European Union will be meeting. And I think what's going to come out of this is going to be global currency. That's what I don't like, but I fear. We're going to hear from Judge Napolitano on vaccines. They're finally addressing someone at the level of the bigger media, we'll call them that, addressing the subject of forced vaccines and forced quarantine. Ammo shortage continues, fears over anti-gun legislation. Bullet makers are working around the clock right now to keep people in bullets. Now, a lot of people say, oh, come on, they've got bigger weapons than we do. Just don't even worry about getting your little 22s and your 30-odd six. Oh, no. Oh, no. They have to have the people disarmed before they can control the people. So continue to buy your little 22s and your 30-odd six or whatever it is that your choice is to purchase. And self-defend. Of course, that's where you are allowed to self-defend. There's new guidelines on assisted suicide. I think this is going to become a bigger issue as time goes on. Mind control training for modern American warriors. We've been talking about this. There's been more and more information. Well, when it hits Time magazine as a major story, you know it's very, very close. Also, there is question about that false flag operation that occurred in New York City. Remember the one with the backpacks? And, oh, we got him. Oops, we don't got him. And, well, we'll just file charges of lying to the police. And he was supposed to be a major terrorist. Seems like there's some people saying this is a false flag operation. I want to thank George for sending this information. George Freund, that Richard Kurt thinks that this was a false flag, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. Now they're able to use electrical outlets and cheap lasers to steal data. Be concerned, be very concerned. You are not safe when you have a computer. You never will be. Arsenic and lead are found in school supplies, cars, and child car seats now. Thank you, China. And did you know there is only one food item on the planet that does not